Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host, and we are joined by District 4 Tuolumne County Supervisor John Gray as we continue our five-part series featuring the individual supervisors. And we have been talking about the county's budget. And what do you think needs to happen between now and the start of the next budget being put together?
Hey, the biggest issue money-wise that we're going to be looking at is the funding of the jail. You know, we do have grants that we have secured $38.9 million, but the full project cost is $47.4 million. So we're going to have to figure out ways that we're going to fund that gap, and it could be outside borrowing, it could be internal borrowing, it could be a combination, but that's a big number that we're going to have to look at it. Now, obviously, it's not going to have to be paid all next year because it's going to take a couple years to build a jail. So that's probably the biggest things that we're going to be looking at. You know, we do have a project that we're working on the National Disaster Resiliency Competition Grant. The county, for a resiliency center, received about $19 million. So it's not going to require funding to build it, but we do have an operation problem. So we're going to be looking at that next year to see if we're actually going to go forward with it. I'm hoping that we can, and I hope we can figure out a way that we will be able to manage that building, because you build resiliency centers, it's going to take staff and other maintenance and those type of things, and you have to plan for that. But if we have the right partners, I believe that we can get it done. That would be my goal, just for the public's benefit. We do have a schedule of outreach meetings, and that can be those can be found on the community resource department's webpage under NDRC. So take a look at that. Participate. We need all public input that we can possibly get on those. Like I said early on, we never have enough money to do everything that we want to do. You know, roads are always up there, and public safety. Since I've been on the board, and it's been public safety and roads are the priority areas where we spend money. You know, we spend over 50% of our general fund dollars on public safety. So we'll continue to do that. We just finalized the contract with Cal Fire. They've been excellent partners for, I think, over 40 years to manage our fire service. And again, you know, when you look at issues, we have an aging fire fleet. A lot of that's going to have to be replaced. That's something that we're probably going to have to address partially in next year's budget. The rest of it is the cost of doing business. There's nothing that happens anymore that doesn't cost you more from year to year. So we have a great staff. I think we have been able to figure it out and balance the budget, and we haven't put people out on the streets or kids out of libraries. So I think we'll continue to do that.
And I want to concentrate on the overall Law and Justice Center project. What is your feeling on how that's going?
You know, this is kind of interesting for me, because when I first was running for office, first elected, I wasn't in favor of it. I thought that we could possibly do a jail faster in a different spot, and I think possibly we could have, but that wasn't the will of the board. So I did make a pledge that once it was decided upon, I'd make every effort to make it work. And you know, we do have the juvenile detention facility out there. Another thing that in the beginning that I wasn't too sure of, but I was able to through Adele Arnold, our past probation chief, to get educated a little bit on what we do with youth. I took a trip to Woodland to pick up a Tuolumne County youth. We left Sonora about 7 in the morning, came back. I went through the court process, and then we took the kid back to Woodland. That's a 10-hour day, and obviously that's not efficient. And the worst part about it is that that child was away from his family, where his family couldn't help him with any of his issues. And I think getting it back here to Tuolumne County, we can do a better job. We've got a great partnership with the schools. We just had two graduations from the facility, high school graduations. That would have never happened. You give kids education, you get them on the right track, and they'll be better. They won't be back in there. We've struck up a partnership now with our neighboring counties, Amador, Calaveras, Inyo, and Mariposa. There's been contracts signed where they will be bringing their youth there. You know, we can have 30 kids in that facility, and all along we knew that we're not going to have 30 from Tuolumne County. And the thought was, by having a regional center, we'll be able to pay for it by the contributions of other counties. And I truly believe it'll work out. It was never in the thought process that we're going to fill it up overnight. You know, the best thing that you can do is find other ways and put kids into detention. But sometimes it has to be done. And I believe we have a great probation officer with Linda, chief probation officer with Linda Downey, her staff. There's a good program going out there, and I think it's going to be really recognized, and I think it's going to be something that we can really point to as being a real good thing.
And where do things stand in terms of the beds out there? Do we have some juveniles from other counties at this point?
Yes, we've had juveniles from Mariposa. We've had some from Santa Barbara. I'm not sure how many we have from Calaveras, but I believe we've either had one or two. It's not like a lot of these kids are in there for life. You know, it's they move they move through the system, and the key is to get them ready to go back out in society. And with the school component, that's what's important. A lot of these kids would not go to school; they'd be truants. But if they're in that facility, they're going to have to go to school. That's part of the requirements. And there's certain things that they can learn there that they're not going to learn at home or on the street.
And we had discussed before we started taping here that the Sheriff Mealy, Jim Mealy, had been to Groveland doing a town hall recently regarding burglaries there. What are you seeing in the way of crime in your district?
It's not escalating. You have a certain amount of crime everywhere, whether you're in Groveland, Don Pedro, Twain Hart. You know, you're going to have break-ins. You're going to have the domestic issues. But we have a good presence, I believe, in Groveland right now. The sheriff has an office. We were able to work together with the sheriff's department, economic development, the visitors bureau, to have a downtown Groveland office.
Okay, and obviously we could talk all day long because there's so many issues that you deal with every day, but unfortunately our time is run out. So we thank you, District 4 Tuolumne County Supervisor John Gray, for coming in and talking to us today.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
And we thank you, the listener, for tuning in. And last week we heard from District 1 Supervisor Sherry Brennan. And the week before that, we heard from District 5 Carl Rotifer and District 2 Randy Hanvelt before that. If you would like to listen to those shows, you can go to the MyMotherLode.com homepage and click on Multimedia, and then click on Motherload Views. Next week, it will be District 3 Supervisor Evan Royce, and BJ Hansen will be your host to end our five-part Tuolumne County Supervisors series. And we hope you'll join us again for that show.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.